This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:06. It's Tuesday morning. And this part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Bill, Daryl, hi. Bill, text the word Bill, B-I-L-L, Bill, to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000, just like Debbie did yesterday. That, I know, it's nice. That number again is 72881, and the word is Bill. Bill, Bill is the code word. Goodness. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Text Bill to 72881. Why wouldn't you go for your $1,000?
Heck yeah.
12K a day? That's Entercom. CBS, they used to do 10K a day. Now it's 12K a day.
That's right.
Bigger and better. Everything's bigger and better with Entercom. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/FreshBayJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. So I'm going to start with a little. Oh, do I have a sponsor? No.
No.
I'm going to start with a little bit of kind of catch up on the Oscars. We did. We talked a little bit about the Frances McDormand Oscar theft issue, and I have some stuff on that.
Uh-huh.
But I did. I thought this was sort of neat, that EGOT thing. The EGOT, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Correct.
There's only 12 people who've ever won all four of them. Whoopi's won, right?
Yes, for sure.
Isn't Rita Moreno one too?
I think she is.
But there's only 12. So now there is one person who, with a win, a composer, Robert Lopez, he won an Oscar on Sunday night. His second Oscar. He was the, I think he won, oh, there it is. Best Original Song for Remember Me from Coco.
So,
right, you guys sing it. Go.
I know that one line.
Okay.
Remember Me.
So he's now won two Oscars, and he has just become the only double EGOT winner.
Oh.
Which I don't know if that'll ever happen again. I suppose there must be a few people who would be able to get there, but composer Robert Lopez became the first person in history to earn the double EGOT. He's won at least two Emmys, two Grammys, two Oscars, two Tonys. So that's I thought that was kind of neat.
It is neat.
I'm looking at the list of the 12. Do you have it in front of you?
I do. A lot of names that I don't recognize.
Yeah, but Audrey Hepburn is probably the most famous one on the list. Mel Brooks.
What'd she win a Grammy for?
I don't know. I can look.
Maybe something off of the... she sings in My Fair Lady, right?
She won the Academy Award for Roman Holiday. Phenomenal movie, by the way. Phenomenal. She won the Emmy for Gardens of the World. She won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album for Children.
Oh.
Tony for Best Actress in a Play.
I see.
Other names like Mel Brooks. Mike Nichols is on there. You mentioned Whoopi. Robert Lopez. Wow, he looked young winning those first ones.
Oh. Is he an older dude now?
I believe so.
The Shape of Water
uh-huh.
is the top grossing Best Picture winner in 5 years. So far it's made $57 million domestically, which just goes to show you how, you know.
Yeah, how it's never a hit.
It's never a hit. Although that it is a good movie, but I can see why it's not for everyone.
Three Billboards should have won. That was the wrong choice. Shape of Water. Ugh.
Did you see Shape of Water?
Yeah.
You didn't love that?
Not like Three Billboards. Listen, seeing a chick bang a fish, I'm not into it. I got to be honest.
They don't show them banging, Hooman.
I just want
like,
you to know that.
Everyone's making such a big deal about that, but there's one scene where they're kind of hugging and get walked in on. I mean,
what is weird?
They're not banging.
I don't know. The whole bestiality
thing, I'm not into it. He's a very attractive
thing,
fish. You know, he's man-like. He's like a man-like fish.
That's not an attractive fish.
No, no. He's all slimy.
So
and...
you'd bang him?
No, I wouldn't bang him. I wasn't in love with him, though, Yuzette. If I was, maybe I would bang him.
Mm.
Maybe I could get picked... past his fishy exterior and his sticky, slimy scales.
And stinky.
And his slightly
body.
Fishy
he looks
smell.
Like an alien.
He
yeah.
is an alien. He's an alien fish. I would have taken Get Out over Shape of Water.
Actually,
I
hate to say it, but I think Get Out was the best movie last year.
Like, I would have taken Dunkirk over Shape of Water, and I would have taken Darkest Hour.
Yeah, you
I think
love
there
those
were
movies.
Four movies better than that.
Well, I was thinking yesterday, what movie gave me most feeling? Was it Get Out or Three Billboards? And I really, God, and I'm still thinking about it because I really like both movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't like the ending of...
What, Scott?
Call me by my name.
Okay, no,
get
no,
out
I'm
of here.
We'll talk.
Well, I didn't see that movie, actually, Scott.
We'll talk about it when you get in. Go prepare the news.
He's busy on the phone with his husband. He's been.
Oh, my God. He was telling me... Well, it's his
yeah,
story.
Wait,
hard.
No,
just
no, wait. Tell us, because you'll tell the truth.
I guess that... Yesterday he left for the airport to come here and he tries to turn on his shower and no water comes out. And he's like, what's happening? So he goes up on his roof, which I guess is where their water tank is stored because he's in a 24 unit building. And they've had 2 feet of snow, which is kind of unusual, actually.
Is this in England?
In England, in London. And all the pipes have frozen and burst. And it's like a beautiful fountain up on top, you know, just water shooting out everywhere. And in the 24, and his downstairs neighbor's like, yeah, I haven't had water since late yesterday, or I haven't had water since yesterday. And he's like, and no one thought to call? No one in the 24 unit building. He called the guy. Guy's like, oh, I haven't had any other reports about that. So, you know, we'll wait until.
Is just no one using the shower?
I guess.
Or bathroom? Or
running water
their hands?
For their tea kettles, which I assume are everywhere in England.
Huh.
Yeah. So
what happened?
Well, he was on his way to the airport, so I don't know what happened.
Oh, man.
He's like
he
frantically
left it to
trying
Edson?
To. Yeah.
Oh.
So, anyway, we'll hear from him later. So, Shape of Water made $57 million domestically, $57 million domestically, and it's made about $126 million worldwide. That's more than Every Winner Since Argo 5 years ago, which has now made about $136 million domestically. One of the highlights, and we did a little bit about this yesterday. One of the highlights from the whole Oscars was the Tiffany Haddish, Maya Rudolph presentation part. They did two awards. I don't even know what the awards are for. I don't even care that much. These two were so great. And clearly that was a feeling that was had by many people because there's already an online petition for them to be the hosts next year.
Oh.
Which actually, it's so funny. It occurred to me while they were, I was like, oh, they're great. Like, they should be hosting things together. So I wanted to play a little bit more of some of their banter, because there was one thing we didn't get to yesterday that we enjoyed very much. So here's a little bit of Tiffany
I'll
Haddish.
I'll start with something maybe you don't expect.
Okay.
pause it real quick. Meryl's husband could be the least happy person in the entire Academy Awards.
Who was bitching about this yesterday?
That guy... Anytime anything like was addressed to her or
which was constantly
her,
throughout the night,
he would roll his eyes, he would grimace,
he'd
just
lean out of the frame, he'd lean away from Meryl so
I'm
he
like,
wouldn't
bro,
be in the picture.
Really?
Why are you there? Like,
to
let her bring one
wife.
Of her three kids or anyone besides you.
Well, he obviously likes sitting in the front row at the Oscars.
Does he? Yeah. His face doesn't show it.
Well, you know what? Maybe he was badly behaved and this was his punishment.
Oh, that you got to come to the Oscars.
Yeah, well, I guess that's it.
Put on that penguin suit.
Hey, speaking of the penguin suit, I really felt like the guys actually jazzed it up this year. Like, usually they'll say, oh, this dude was the best dressed. I'm like, why? How can you tell? They're all wearing, you know, the black suit and the white shirt. But there was, like, embroidery and different colors. Like, is his name Daniel Kaluuya?
Yeah.
He had this kind of golden tan.
Rust color.
Whatever color. jacket with the black. I mean, it was just like everyone was kind of out on a limb and crazy patterns on the
and Black Panther.
And
he looked pretty
I
cool.
love that he liked that embroidery yeah. going down the front. I thought it was super. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
It's true, girls have a lot more choices when it comes right. to a fancy dress up.
Or that Adam Rippon with
oh,
his,
with the bondage.
Bondage,
his bondage tux. Yeah, he's like, yeah, cute. I just wanted to be understated.
Who was the girl from the NASA movie? She was hands down the best dressed.
Taraji P. Henson.
Taraji P. Henson. Oh,
she
God.
Looked.
Black dress. Come on.
She was smoking.
Ridiculous.
Like, even her haircut.
I like and, that black
I mean,
cut.
She just looked so amazing.
So amazing. You
I
know
can't
how old
say
she is?
Enough. She's got to be in her mid-40s.
47.
Yeah. Freaking beautiful. She used to be, wasn't she Martin's wife on that sitcom? Martin?
No.
Was she Damon Wayans?
Tisha Campbell was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was Martin. And
Whose
that's
wife
been rebooted.
Was she on there? Like, she was on.
Taraji?
Was she on? Not. It's not Damon Wayans. Who's the Wayans brother? That,
Marlon Wayans, Damon.
I don't know.
Like I feel like there's them. One more.
I
well, whatever.
Her being a wife
I thought she
someone.
Was a wife on for someone.
She
on
was
TV.
A wife to Hustle and Flow.
Oh God, she was so good. I thought she was a hooker on that.
Well, she was his girlfriend, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the one who wasn't she the one who came in and sang the Todd out uh-huh. here for a pimp. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Trying to make some money for the rent. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
There it is. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
For the rent.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, play me more Tiffany Haddish and Maya Rudolph.
415 says Tiffany Haddish is refreshing. She's unabashedly ghetto fabulous.
She is fabulous.
If you haven't seen Girls Trip, you are so missing out.
I haven't.
You, I sat and I was grinning from ear to ear from the moment that film started. And one of the things Tiffany Haddish does in the film is the grapefruit.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Our she takes it to a grapefruit? Whole nother level.
The grapefruit is a real thing.
It's a real thing, ladies.
So, listen, can we today, are we going to do a secret show?
Yeah.
With Scott today?
What time is your lunch today?
11:30 or something.
Okay.
Let's do. We're going to do a secret show today with Scott Capro. I want to revisit the grapefruit because we can't really tell you. I mean, it's a sex thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's super surprising. And for quite a while... It was a big topic on The Secret Show. So longtime listeners of our podcast, separate from this show, will know what the grapefruit... So that happens on the girls' trip?
Oh, yeah. There's a... You know, Tiffany is the unfiltered one of the four. It's Jada Pinkett Smith and Queen Latifah. I can't remember who the fourth person is. And she's trying to help one of the girls to have a little bit of spice in the bedroom.
Oh.
And she goes, you know about the grapefruit? And then they launch into it. The whole movie is hilarious. That peeing on the zip line, that's from Girls Trip as well.
Oh, I had to assume that.
So if you have time, I know you guys are busy. If you have
we
time.
I am pretty busy.
Very
maybe
busy.
You can,
super
maybe busy. You can just order yeah. it on demand. Yeah. Just hit a couple buttons and sit back on your couch.
I'll do that.
We'll see.
You've got
anything involving my couch, I'm probably
yeah.
in.
That is my kind of movie, you know?
Just sure.
Like, laugh your ass off.
Yep.
No yeah. real, like, you know, life-changing world, you know.
Yeah.
No big commentary on the world.
Yeah. No I don't want to think.
People having fun.
No mm-hmm. one's banging a fish. It's good. It's a good movie.
You know what?
I didn't mind the fish banging.
Until yesterday was that Maya Rudolph's mom is Minnie Riperton.
Yeah.
Oh.
I you didn't
really
know that?
Had no idea. No. I did not know that till yesterday.
Who's Minnie Riperton? I know
she,
that name.
She was a singer.
Like a jazz singer?
Loving you.
That's her?
Yeah.
Scott is so ready to come in.
Loving you, Minnie Riperton. It's just such a pretty song.
Loving you
there you go,
is
sir.
Easy because you're beautiful.
That's it.
Didn't, didn't, did
Oh.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Didn't, didn't, did
There you go.
Oh, that's the original whistle right there.
Before Mariah.
Before Mariah did it. Incredible. That's Maya Rudolph's mom, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Does she have any other hits?
Not that I know.
We all know this song,
Inside
right?
My Love, Left Floor. I don't know those songs. Yeah. I just know her by this.
Scott really wants to talk about this. Now he's sitting on the couch. He's slowly creeping in.
Well, I guess, got 5 minutes.
Brad Pitt has a little extra incentive to stay single. After the award show, Tiffany Haddish was being interviewed by Kelly Ripa backstage.
Oh, here's no one would talk to Ryan.
No.
And well, Taraji P. Henson did. Did you see that?
I did not.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Did she confront him about it?
Supposedly yeah. She laid into him, but then she came back later and said, no, I wasn't. But I didn't.
But it's too late.
I didn't care enough to listen.
All right, so here is Tiffany Haddish with Kelly Ripa backstage. Javier Bardem is who she suggested.
No, Javier.
He got seven kids. I don't know if I can deal with a man that's got that many kids, she said. I like that. Anyway, she's freaking everywhere. She's actually, it's just been announced that she is going to star in the next Tyler Perry movie. It's called Tyler Perry's The List.
Okay.
And it's slated to be released this year, November 2nd.
Is that a comedy?
Probably. It's Tyler Perry, right? Isn't that what he does? He's
for the most part.
But... written it, he's directing it, and producing it. It doesn't say if he usually stars in all his movies, too. I guess it says the wild sister is Tiffany Haddish, gets released from prison and comes back into her life. Tika Sumpter is the name of the actress.
Mm-hmm.
Danica is forced to accept she may be getting catfished by an online boyfriend whom she's never met in person.
Mm.
So I guess, I don't know. Tika is beautiful. So she's playing the sister. But there you go, Tiffany Haddish. She's on fire.
She sure is.
Couple more. I just want to get all this damn Oscar stuff in here. The Lonely Island. That's Andy Samberg and crew, right? He has like a small crew who have this like comedy troupe, The Lonely Island. They do a lot of videos. Are they like the D in a Box? Was that a Lonely Island thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was asked to write a parody song, or the Lonely Island was asked to come up with a parody song for the Oscars. They came up with a song called Why Not Me? It's a tribute to the people who weren't nominated. Ultimately, it didn't come together in time. In fact, they have not finished it still, but they've released a demo version of it. They released it last night with a rough storyboard video, so you get the idea of how it might have looked. Here's a little bit of the song. Are these famous people singing this? Like, who didn't
get... I don't think so. Let me cut to another part that's actually climactico.
All right. Well, it didn't.
Beautiful.
Isn't it lovely? It sounds like at some point, they should have just kept it under wraps for next year. Although I suppose with the fish man boning the lady, it wouldn't have lasted that long. This year's Oscars averaged 26 million viewers, which is the show's smallest audience since at least the early 1990s.
Oh.
The previous low was 31.8 million viewers, and that was the 2008 show. No Country for Old Men won, and Jon Stewart was the host.
Do they give any reason why?
Maybe because the movie that won grossed under $60 million. I don't know. Maybe just people weren't all that
into... the political
into...
climate. Or,
maybe.
You know.
Right. Oh, maybe. You know, I have to say, this season of award shows was so dominated by, you know, the hashtag movements.
Mm-hmm.
That I could see people just going, I just don't want to watch another one where everyone's going to preach from the stage. I thought there was less of that at the Oscars. I mean, it was for sure there, but it seemed like people were trying to enjoy the awards for what
sure.
they were. That's interesting. I don't really know.
What, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a draw.
He was great.
Yeah.
Really, and especially after the snafu last year, you'd think people would tune in. But they gave away a jet ski.
Who
I mean, come
want
on.
That?
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well.
Oh, I didn't expect anyone to answer. Go ahead. Scott Capurro is what's coming up. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to our Tuesday program.
Oh.
Vinny is off today. It's a travel day. So sitting in today is Scott Capurro.
Yay! Hello. Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you. Hello, Yuzette.
Hi.
Nice cowbell, Yuzette.
It's the only sound effect I have.
Would you like a
I have a couple things you can choose from.
Oh,
here.
He's got bell over here.
Oh, wait, I've got the
bell.
The hotel bell.
Oh,
that's nice.
How about that instrument, Bryn, that you have over there?
Excuse me?
Look at what Bryn has over there.
Don't give Scott anything with a mallet.
Bryn, can I see your instrument? Oh, that's very cultural. Where did you learn to play that, Bryn?
Oh, in Asia.
Oh, beautiful. Was that handed down through generations of your family?
Yes, my great-grandfather.
Oh, gong hei fat choy, Bryn.
Oh, thank you so much. A couple weeks late, but totally fine. I'll take it.
Also, wrong culture.
Whatever. Anyway, who believes in borders?
Does Vietnam also celebrate the Chinese New Year? Are you guys all on the same
clock
over there?
Yeah.
Yes, that's why I said that, Sarah, because I know that already.
Ooh. Bless you. Bless you.
Oh, God. Leave the studio, please. We don't want to get sick. Please go.
I'm allergic to something in this place. This part of the
show. Is it work, Sarah?
It is work.
It
it's
must
so
be
weird.
Me.
I start sneezing as soon as I get in here every day. Credit Karma brings us this portion. I would like to remind everyone that this Saturday night, we spring forward.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Why?
Why do we spring forward?
No, why, thank God?
Because it gives us more time to enjoy each other's company in the evening, doesn't it? We get more time of life.
We don't have time in the evening. That's on the morning show. I have time in the evening.
What are you talking about evening? I'm in bed at 7:30 no matter what. Exactly.
Right. I don't know how you do it. I tried to go to bed earlier. I just couldn't do it. I texted my friend Laurel at 10. She said, why are you still awake? I said, I don't know. I can't go to bed earlier than this. It feels like, oh.
And it's later. It's actually early.
I should have been asleep. It was like 6 in the morning for me. I just couldn't. I was too excited
about
coming in.
So you flew in yesterday.
I did, yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me get this and then we're going to turn things over to Scott.
Yeah.
Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What?
It's you.
Oh, right. Well, hey, everybody. How you doing?
Scott.
Put the glasses on, Scott. Come on.
Just to let you know, no one picked me up at the airport last night. Thanks, guys. So I took Bart in, and that was an experience. Anyway, I'm just saying, I'm a local. I know there's a problem. We need more funding and all that, but that's all got to change. I don't know if you've taken Bart in a while, but it was my life in my own well-manicured hands. That's all I can say. I was terrified. Anyway, I made it. Here we are.
Yay. So. And I would like to say everyone should check out our cameras here in the studio, radioalice.com/watch. You look very newsy today. You've gone full news.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get older. You get full newsy. Your glasses, they make you look official and smart.
They do.
Although, as I've read, one of the stories I'm reading today have something to do with that, Sarah. Thank you for bringing it up. Nice trans, Sarah. Very nice trans.
Is that what we call it in the industry?
Yeah, we call it nice trans. Researchers at the University of Catania.
Oh.
Although I'm sure it's pronounced something else because it's in Italy. But anyway.
Catania
in Italy.
You're Italian? Why don't you know that?
Well, my husband speaks Italian fluently, but I don't. He's the Italian speaker.
But you're the Italian
I'm
person.
The one with cash. Anyway, I paid for that dialect. You better speak it. University of Catania in Italy studied people for over 40 years to find out the connection between brains and talent and financial success.
Brains, talent, and financial success.
Well, as we all know, sometimes you meet people that are rich and you think, that guy's an idiot. How did he do it?
Right.
Well, I think we know there's some people serving in public office right now that we might wonder that about. Some of us might wonder.
Sure, some of us. Not
in the White
us.
House. Anyway, some of us do. And they found that the smartest and most talented people are never the ones who make the most money. Literally never the ones.
So if you have money, then you're not smart and talented.
The smartest people.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, there are a lot of smart people out there, but they don't get rich. And why is that? Because how do you gain financial wealth? Luck. That's what the study found. It's almost pure luck, Sarah. That's how you did it. the researchers say.
I was just going to say thank you.
No, because you're loaded. And I always wonder, how did she do it? It's because you were lucky. You met the right husband.
Not smart or talented, that's for sure.
Good genetics, right? Good
right,
looks. Because being pretty didn't hurt.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well,
I had to give you something.
It happened before I got to where I am now.
Throwing the bone. the researchers say some degree of talent is necessary, like in your case, to be successful in life. But almost the most talented people, they never reach the highest piece of success. They're overtaken by those who are lucky individuals, right? So if
lucky
you,
as in your parents were rich, maybe?
Timing,
for some people?
Timing as well. You're in the right place at the right time.
Right.
I mean, I'm a feature film star, and part of the reason is because I happen to fit the costume in those auditions. They wanted that person. They wanted someone my age with a 31-inch waist. How often do you find that? Not often. But there I was.
Of course, your feature film career ended 25 years ago.
It never ends. I'm still auditioning. Oh. This is an audition right now. Anyway, it's not about this show. It's not about today. No, but seriously, I mean,
are you auditioning for Full News Guy?
Right now. But when
full
you go to an audition.
Newsity?
Yeah, for Mr. News. Hi, I'm Mr. News. How are you?
Oh, hey.
All right.
You need glasses. You look very official.
I should get you glasses so you can be Mrs. News. We can be Mr. and Mrs. News.
Oh, tell them about you don't wear your glasses anymore.
I wear one contact now. I don't wear my glasses
for your
anymore.
Third eye? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I put one on my third eye.
You only need one contact.
Well, so this eye is my long range eye.
Oh, right.
So I can see you perfectly. Right. And this eye has a contact in it. And right. So I can read. I can read stuff, but you are blurry.
Is that do you take that contact out at night or? Is it
I do. It's like a one day.
Oh right, that's great.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a little surgery where they cut your cornea?
I'm not. This right. is my answer to that.
Oh, you don't want that?
Well, I looked into the nearsighted or farsighted one. You know, just for the they call it tired eyes. You know, the older you get, the harder it is to read things. And I went in, and the guy was seemed like a very competent person. But they actually put an insert in your eye that makes you peer through a pinhole.
Oh.
Because you know how when you squint, you can bring things into focus.
Oh, right.
Apparently,
yeah, yeah.
If you look through a little aperture, then it'll focus things. And I said, oh, well, do people like this after they get it? And he goes, well, I've only done three.
Oh, right.
And I said, and how did all of those go? He goes, well, one did not work at all.
God.
So meanwhile, it was a brand new technology, and this is totally working for me without having to cut my cornea.
Yes.
So I'm going to stick with this.
We do have a family friend, and she was a tennis player, and she had her cornea sliced, and now she can't see and play tennis anymore.
Oh, but yeah. Plenty of people
have had success.
Very
yes, exactly.
Successful, life-changing
laser surgery. Of course. And some good friends of mine have had. Most of the people I knew who've done it have been very successful.
Absolutely. 99.99%.
I had my grandma that when LASIK, I don't know how long LASIK has been around, but it sort of first started to come around.
Yeah.
And she went in and the doctor burned her eyeball. And her eyes were as dark as mine. And one of them turned blue. So she went blind in that eye.
Oh,
and
to this day,
I always wonder why she didn't sue him. And her son was a lawyer. And I thought, oh, it must be the paperwork that said not responsible or this is still...
experimental.
Yes.
Possibly.
But it always
she could have
out.
Used it, though, to her benefit and done some great David Bowie drag, right?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
great,
yeah. But
look at
I
her,
love
right?
That.
She sacrificed one eye to do
What's
Bowie.
What's that called when you have two different... chimera?
Sexy.
Hot.
Real hot. H-A-W-T, baby.
There's a chimera?
Yeah, there must be.
I'm not
Bryn,
sure.
What's the word for that?
Heterochromia.
What are you talking about?
Heterochromia.
Are
you
all right? Two different
colored eyes.
Why do we bring up hetero? God, Bryn, you're so obsessed with that. Single color. Right. That makes sense.
Heterochromia. Oh. Iridium.
Oh, listen to you.
Sorry.
You're doing really well today, Bryn.
Thank you so
Very
much.
Very nice.
Need your glasses.
We say o'clock.
Yes, we do say o'clock.
Because in the 13th through 17th centuries, clocks were not prominent. Sundials were. But if you gave the time from a clock, you would say it's 4 of the clock instead of the sundial.
Oh.
So that's why we say 4 o'clock, 4 of the clock. Interesting.
Is that a fast fact?
It's a completely stupid news fact, but I think it's really a great highlight. Right? We can all use it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
Well, you know, your future grandchildren might have you in the car and say, Grandma, why are you driving so fast? And why is there a flask in your hand? And then they might say, Grandma, why does it you say o'clock all the time? Why are you sputtering and why are you saying o'clock? And you could say, shut up. And then you could say, well, because in the 13th to 17th century, Grandma's sad. All right.
You have me confused with your grandma, apparently.
Do you know that I see kids out with their grandparents now, and the grandparents are talking to kids like they're adults, and it terrifies me. When I was a kid, if I spoke at dinner, I got a whack across the head, and then if I had an elbow up on the table, she was so strong for such a frail Southern woman. It was amazing. She used to, I think it would be called, abuse now.
Mm-hmm.
But then look how good I turned out.
I have a question.
You are perfection.
Why weren't you allowed to talk at the table? Who was allowed to talk?
The adults. Because when you're Italian and you're a kid, you keep your mouth shut at the table. The grown-ups talk.
Children are to be seen and not heard.
If they were like talking about, I don't know, the crazy weather this summer, and you chimed in and they would just smack you in the head?
Did you have to ask for the talking stick?
Yeah, it's interesting, guys, because Edson asked me the same thing. And I said, seriously, we would not have considered opening our mouths. And now I'm doing a story later about some teachers giving melatonin-laced gummy bears to students and getting caught doing it.
I heard about that.
It's a good idea. Because those little pills work really, really well. I take it all the time when I fly. I pass out. But when I was a kid, it was red wine or white wine with some 7-Up in the glass at dinner.
Oh, with 7-Up?
A little, to make it sweeter.
We would have water.
All right.
Wine and water.
And then by dessert, your face is no plate, and the grown-ups are having a good time, which is the way it should be, right?
Is that why my parents would give me wine and water? Just to make you go to sleep? It makes perfect sense. I wish I had thought of that.
Totally works. I mean, we would not have even considered pitching in with our opinions or ideas. Mm.
Did you ever pitch in and then dodge the smack?
No, seriously, my sister was next to me. My father liked her a lot, so every once in a while she could chat. Mm. But by the time dinner was over, the women were up and the men all sitting because the women cleared the table and did the dishes.
Very traditional thing.
Yeah.
But, you guys were rich.
Pardon me?
Well, you guys were rich, weren't you?
I mean, you know, we were all...
Whole manners thing and the gathering at the table with the silent children and that feels like, you know, one of those...
My grandma lived in the marina. I mean, I think they were middle...
rich people.
Well, I think they were middle... I mean, the marina used to be much simpler and more middle class. That's where we lived. And
yeah,
so
it's not middle class anymore.
No, not anymore. But I mean, they went to good schools and stuff, but I don't think they were rich. I don't think. I don't know.
By the way,
yes,
I would like to extend all of our sorrow and thoughts to you. I know that he had a loss in his family recently.
Who died?
And we love you very much. And it occurs to me now as you're discussing this.
Thank you. Thank you, Yuzette, for the message. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. His stepmom passed away recently, weeks ago. And we had a lot of listeners emailing
who saw the
and
obituary
texted and, in. So we were thinking about you so much.
Yes, we miss her a lot. She had a lovely service, which she totally deserved.
Was it unexpected?
You know, she'd had some health. I don't want to get into her specifics, but she'd had some health issues. But we miss her tremendously. And she especially.
Your dad must be.
Yes, my dad's, you know, coping. Mm-hmm. And my sister and my family are helping.
Yeah.
And, you know, like anything like this, it's brought people together, which is good. And... You know, Edson, my husband, and my stepmother were quite close, actually.
Very close. She loved him. He loved her.
So it's really hard.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, it's all right.
Sarah.
I know. I just make the worst decisions.
I know.
I'm the queen of bad decisions.
No, luckily you're lucky. That's why you're successful. No, it's fine. We're going to give you some melatonin and a teddy bear.
All right, thank you.
No one tune out. Just hang with us.
What happened with the water issue at the apartment building?
Oh, yes. So
all right.
Scott was leaving yesterday to go to the airport, and he tries to turn on the shower.
The cold water. You know, the cold and hot, you know, because I want to take a bath, actually. And no water came out at all. And I'm like, honey. And he said, we ran up on the roof and saw these pipes. Darling. And saw these pipes that exploded because of the snow. And there was water gushing out of all these pipes like a fountain. It was beautiful.
Oh.
Like, you know, like Rome.
So they'd frozen and burst.
And burst, which is common, I guess. And then I'm like, what? I can't. No, not the day I'm going. And I hear him saying, Kapoor, I'll handle it, which made me even more afraid. Handle it. No. And I run downstairs and I call the building manager people. He said, we've had no complaints. 24 units. No one has called. Like you said, no tea water. No one's cooking. No one's washing. No one's brushing their teeth. Well, Britain, no one's brushing their teeth. So I said, well, I'm lodging a formal complaint. There's no water. And so I'm like, bye.
And no one else had water in the building either. I mean,
no
it was
one.
Gushing out of the
And
top.
I'm texting on the train on the way to the airport, like, can someone please in unit 13 help us? So Edson just called me and said, Kapoor, there's someone on the roof. I think it's being taken care of. But I can't talk because he just got a new phone. That's why he called me, because he wanted to tell me about his new phone, which he sent me photos of. Not with an update on the water in the house, just on his new iPhone, which he's very happy about.
Well, if he needs water, he can go to his cousin's house.
Or the gym. He said, Kapoor, it's pink. Should I keep it? I said, honey, it looks great with your bleached hair. He's having a total midlife crisis.
He is.
He's bleached his hair white. He's got a pink phone. Uh-huh. He's going to the gym.
Let's get a picture of him up on Instagram. At Scott Kapoor.
All right. I will. I posted a couple of pictures of his hair on Instagram about a week ago. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break.
Thank God.
Your first news break.
Lay down for a minute.
I know.
This is
I'm
a marathon
so sorry.
Here.
Are you still crying or no?
God.
He didn't cry.
All
he didn't
emotions.
Fully burst into tears or anything.
Sarah.
Send your hate to me.
Can I have some more coffee, please?
Just love Scott. And I realized that you were in pain and I wanted to...
To make it worse. Thank you. I wanted to extend it. You haven't suffered enough.
I have something specific for you. When we come back in the Celebrity Trash, we're going to talk about Barbra Streisand. That's right.
B-A-R-B-R-A.
That's right. Barbra.
Two, not Two
Barbara.
A's. Barbara.
Not Barbara.
Streisand.
Barbara.
Streisand.
Three syllables.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.